time for our local hero spotlight with Claire Morneau from CESA, the local hero, folks. And we are in the middle of winter. It's been mild lately, but that doesn't mean that there isn't more winter to come.
Lots more.
That means there's no agriculture happening in the Pioneer Valley. We have to wait until asparagus season comes a little bit later. Or is that the case, Claire?
That is not the case. You sound like you're from 2006.
2006, Monty commenting. But that was around the time when the first ever Winter Farmers Market Winter Fair thing happened
right.
in Greenfield.
Yes, we're about 10 years into Winter Farmers Markets being a reality here in the Valley.
Which were, I believe, along with the Free Harvest Supper and the Greenfield Farmers Market, spearheaded by one Juanita Nelson.
Right, exactly.
The dearly departed saint of Woolman Hill, who is one of the most wonderful people I've ever had the opportunity to get to know a little bit, and a huge influence on me and our ethos of this area, I think.
Right. Yeah, she got together a group of volunteers. I think it was winter of 2007, 2008 that we had the first one-day winter fair in Greenfield. That has morphed into a monthly market that happens in Greenfield now. And there are weekly markets in Northampton, Amherst, and Wilbraham, and a bi-monthly market in Springfield, too.
But when CESA does a winter fair, that's just turning it up a notch.
Right. So we do some special events at the regular winter farmers markets where the market's there with all of the local food and crafts and vendors that you can find regularly throughout the winter. And then we also do cooking demos and activities for kids, and there's music. So we do some extra special activities on top of the market.
So the first winter fair is tomorrow. And where is that?
It is in Northampton. So Northampton Winter Fair at the Farmers Market, January 14th. Amherst is on the 21st. Springfield's on the 28th. And Greenfield, which is the original, is on February 4th.
Last year, Winter Fair, Greenfield, driving there with the family. First time I ever listened to Hamilton, an American musical.
Wow, what an amazing anniversary for you.
It changed my life over the course of 2016.
And you can credit the Greenfield Winter Farmers Market for that.
I will never not think of going to the Winter Farmers Market and not think of that again.
So imagine what might happen if you go.
What will I listen to this time? Tomorrow in Northampton is the winter fair. So what's some special things that are happening there?
Tony Ann from Food Love, who's going to be there doing cooking demos. And she.
What is Food Love?
Is
this a Donald Trump dossier kind of thing that I've not heard about
yet?
No,
she does cooking classes and catering and various cooking related activities. She is going to be doing some food demos and tastings. And she's really creative when it comes to cooking with seasonal food. And she'll show you, you know, five different ways to use one vegetable. So she'll be there for most of the day. Deanna Cook, who's a cookbook author, children's book author.
Appropriately enough, it's like she was born to do
yeah.
it.
She's going to be there with her most recent book, which is a farmer's market activity book. So she'll be doing some activities for kids throughout the day. There's a gi making demonstration.
Oh, so you'll know what you can wear next time you have to go to your dojo?
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it? No!
Not that kind of ghee?
G-H-E-E, which is clarified butter.
That means butter that Claire has tried.
Right.
That's
Claire,
you.
Clara tried. So there will be a demo and some tastings of that and little mini herb consultations with somebody from Blue Dragon Apothecary.
Now that it's legal in Massachusetts.
More like medicinal.
Oh, now that
flavorful.
It's legal in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
So not that kind of herb.
Not that kind of herb.
Yet. But you did bring an herbal tea.
Yes, I did. This is from Sawmill Herb Farm. It's a good example of what I think the winter markets are all about. You know, these are fresh herbs that were grown during the summer, dried, saved for the winter, and now we can enjoy the like fresh flavors of summer, even when it's really cold and
wet.
But
in a nice warm tea. What kind of herbs are these?
It's lemon verbena, mint, and shiso.
Shiso.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
It does
remind me of a Two Live Crew song.
It's commonly used in Japanese cuisine, and it's tasty in a tea, too. So, you know, not just herbs, but that's kind of the whole deal with winter markets. The farmers are growing food all summer, and then they store it for you, and you can come enjoy it during the winter. And it's really easy to do that now.
And it's really, you know, for me personally, I remember going to either the first or second of those Greenfield winter markets, and having moved to the Valley just a few years before that, was already in the cycle of the of the agricultural calendar and feeling the dismal draw of winter and cold and lack of sun on me. And it felt like an oasis to go to that winter market.
Yeah.
We're lucky now that we have so many regular markets, but Winter Fair really brings it up a notch. So tomorrow is in Northampton. Where?
It's at Smith Voke.
Okay.
Yes.
And then next week?
And then next week is Amherst. It's at the middle school. That's the 21st of January.
Mm-hmm.
The 28th of January in Springfield in Forest Park. Parking's always free for the farmers market. And then on February 4th in Greenfield, a new location for the market this year, it's at Four Corners School.
There's too many schools that have four like that in the valley, but Four Corners, yes.
Yes.
Because Professora Belmonte went last week and told me. She's
yes.
Like, I don't know. It's in one of those schools that has a number and like an angle built into it.
Yes. Anyway, details on our website, bilocalfood.org.
Fair more note from CISA, the local hero folks.